Right now, it's our weekly segment, Am I the Jerk? You can write in to amithejerk1310@gmail.com to send in your entries and to let the invasion determine if you are the jerk or if they are.
Okay, so I will pimp out myself first.
Okay, perfect.
I was going to local warehouse establishment to get gas.
Okay.
In the morning, because I never do it when I need to do it. I always wait until the last minute to do it in the morning. So I pull up, and I'm waiting because every single pump is full.
Okay.
And I'm behind a nice older couple as they're preparing to get out. And, you know, they have the two. And you always have to try to keep the order as far as...
Right, which way we're going. Or even if the car
in front of them leaves a little bit early, you need to wait just to keep the rotation going.
Right.
Okay. So I'm there, and it looks like both cars kind of arrive at the same time. So I know I have a little bit of time, so they can pump their gas. So I started to gnaw on a little breakfast sandwich.
A little brekkie break?
Yes.
All right.
But as I look up, it's an older couple, and they are clearly having issues with the pump. Clearly. Like, they've been standing out there for about 3 or 4 minutes, and they haven't even pulled the pump out of the
car.
They're both out of the car, and it looks like they're really struggling to try to figure out what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Part of me was going to get out and try to assist so we can kind of keep the thing moving.
Yeah.
But then I saw the lady in front.
Yeah, that was clearing out.
Start wrapping up her purchase so she can just clear out and go.
Right.
And instead of keeping everything moving or helping the older couple, I just
scooted in
around them, backed up, got my gas, and I was finished before they were done.
Okay, that might be a real jerk move. If, like, while your gas is pumping, you weren't like, hey, you guys having some issues over there?
Man, they were really struggling.
Anytime.
But my breakfast sandwich was so good.
Was it?
That I didn't want to put it down to try to. And what if I walked up and said, you guys need some help? Okay. No, we're good.
This is going to help me determine what kind of sandwich.
It was a good one.
You talking egg?
Oh, yeah.
What about egg meat?
Yes.
What
cheese?
Kind of bread? Kind of bread.
Little English muffin-y?
Ooh, yeah,
it was a fantastic
you
sandwich.
You can't let that just sit.
They were really struggling, though, and I felt really bad because they felt like they really needed some help.
They needed anybody. But, how many stalls are we talking about at this gas establishment?
We have about 10.
Okay, so you're telling me there are, stalls, that means there's 20 pumps.
Well, no.
10
there are
pumps.
Like 10 pumps,
okay.
Like 5 different stalls.
Still, we're that means there are 8 other humans over there that could help, and some of them have already been out of their car.
And they were outside of their cars.
You
I was in my car.
You definitely couldn't leave your car while you're waiting in line to get gas.
No, I could have. That would have been really easy to do.
But what if somebody sneaks in while this lady's leaving and now you're sitting an extra 5-10 minutes because they haven't even started their gas pumping
Maybe
yet.
That could have been the case. I felt a little bit of like of a jerk because I didn't offer the help when they were clearly struggling.
I think it's
I was listening to the ticket, eating my breakfast sandwich, you know.
You're doing your thing.
No, you are a big jerk.
That was a jerk, right?
You're running a little behind. You need to get out to Myers Garden for the
remote. It wasn't today. It was yesterday.
Okay.
Why do I wait until the morning to fill up anyway?
Yeah, no, that's a lot of stress.
That's never going to change. All right, let's get to it. So we can all agree that was a jerk move for me, right?
It was probably a little jerky, okay. Probably a little jerky.
Hello, Midday Leaders. I brought this up to my fiance, and she said I was a jerk, but I wanted to see what you guys thought. I work in the food delivery game and take pride in getting orders to people early or on time.
Okay.
As I was leaving a burrito establishment with an order and making my way to my car, I was approached by a guy in a vest. This is common where I live, usually with a pet charity or some other organization. I normally will act like I'm on the phone to avoid these conversations, but as this guy approached, I just said, sorry, man, I'm working right now. He responded with, no worries, totally understand, just two things. One, you have a really nice beard. And two, do you have a minute to talk about teen suicide prevention?
Okay.
I felt like an idiot at that moment, but instead of hearing him out, I went with, I see your website on the table, man. I'll research it more when I get home.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, thanks for all that you do.
Yeah, that's a tough one. To be fair, you don't know their topic when they're coming up to you to ask you something. And if you do work or live in an area where there's a lot of people with leave behinds, They've got some pamphlets that they might be handing out. This was a big player on the college campus. There would just be somebody post up in front of the library and just hand you a little placard or something.
I feel pretty badly for the person that has to make their living with maybe going house to house, door to door.
Yeah.
It's just people don't have the patience for it. And people are nervous about you, strangers, knocking on doors. You have the Ring cameras. No one's opening. That's a tough way to go about your business.
Yeah.
So you have to try to get the attention. But just because the subject is something that's a little bit sensitive,
it should.
I don't think you should feel like you're a jerk for just being a little standoffish when 9 times out of 10 it is something of trying to
sell something,
you something
or
that
get
you don't
something
want.
From you. Right, exactly.
So why should you feel badly about yourself if the one time it's... Because do you feel like a jerk when you go to the counter at the store and they tell you, do you want to donate $1 to something that's really sad? Or you just quickly press no thanks?
So always hit no thanks on that, because that's a tax break for those companies that are doing that. Just hit no. Send it directly to whatever charity you want. Yeah, don't do that at the grocery store.
Why should I believe you? Why should I believe you?
Because I'm telling you right now.
We're
at Myers Garden. You think I would lie to you at Myers Garden?
Yes.
Before the NCAA tournament?
Okay, maybe not before.
Right.
During, yes, but not before. You're right about that. So, no, I don't think that's a jerk move at all.
I don't think that's a jerk move at all. Telling the guy you were going to look it up on his website, though, little jerky, because I guarantee he didn't go home and search teen suicide rates in my area and what can I do to help.
That's just like the guy that was asking us in the plaza for some change.
Yeah.
And he pulled out his phone.
Yeah, to Venmo him.
And then it's like, yeah, just tap my phone. Bro, I am not tapping your phone with my phone.
But
that's not happening.
But he had Cash App.
And then I asked him, well, what's your Cash App? I'll send it to you. Knowing I wasn't going to do it.
Right.
But at least that just got him out of my face.
Right. This interaction has left me sour, but I need you gone now.
All right, good morning, Donnie and Matt. Well, Matt's not here.
Yeah.
But good morning to him anyway. A coworker of mine was telling me about a time she was at the hospital visiting a relative and went down to the cafeteria to eat. As she went to grab a dessert, she saw a piece of cheesecake, which is her favorite. She noticed an elderly woman eyeing the only cheesecake left and decided to rush in front of the woman to grab the cheesecake. She said she was just looking out for the old woman's health. I was wondering if she is the jerk.
Yes. She's yeah,
jerk.
For sure.
That's awesome.
100%. I'm not saying I might not do that if there's a slow old man trying to get the last donut or something, and I'm craving a nice chocolate glazed donut. I might cut you off a little bit, snag that snack. That's a jerk move.
That is a 100%
especially
jerk
not
move.
Only yeah. like anywhere. So like if you're going into line at a restaurant or something, that's one thing. Definitely a jerk move. But at the hospital, like she might have been intending having a bad time. Like her husband's upstairs having the worst
and the
time.
The only thing that's going to calm her down at that very
that
moment is that
cheesecake.
last slice of cheesecake. Since it was her favorite, she rushed in front of the older lady to get it.
Elbows her out of the way.
What a jerk move. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it if you want the cheesecake, but that is 100%.
Yeah, no,
that may be the definition of this segment that we have.
You got to keep your pace, and if she beats you up there, she beats you up there.
So be it. But not just turn on the jets. You put it in overdrive to get up there and get the cheesecake. Gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Cheesecake is good, though. I do like cheesecake.
Cheesecake is lovely.
It's so good.
And just plain.
Yeah, I don't need any toppings.
No.
I don't need any fruits with it.
No need. That's one food. That and donuts. They don't need to be tricked up.
Yeah.
It's regular is just fine.
In fact, the more trick it up, the worse it gets.
Boom. You know what? That's why we're doing this show together.
Yep.
Yes. Hey, boys. Last week I had jury duty and I wasn't wanting to go, so I tried to get out of it. Fortunately, my efforts were denied. So I went on my scheduled day and brought along my cane that I use when my back is hurting. I don't use it every day. When I got to the courtroom and the judge asked for people who needed to be dismissed, I went up and told about my bad back and hard benches and long sitting.
He raised his cane.
It was a bad combo and it worked. I was told I can go and thanked for showing up. So am I the jerk for using my cane to avoid a day at the courthouse?
No, it's just impressive. Anytime you can get out of public service with a bit is a win.
But it's a bit that no one is enjoying but you.
That's the best bit.
That's a ham bit.
And they're
great idea, actually.
They're usually pretty funny.
So you're saying that's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Who is he hurting? Like, who is being... Nope, don't say that. Who is the jerk E?
I wouldn't say that either.
Bitch. Yeah, I probably wouldn't say that either.
Yeah. No, I don't know who's there's no way to say
Who's
the victim in that situation?
Well, maybe it was going to be your thoughtfulness on that jury that gets that person off of something that they didn't do.
Or sends them to prison forever.
For something that they didn't do.
Right, I guess. But if you're so out on the process, the due process of this great country, that you kind of thought to yourself, my back's fine today, but I bet if I brought this cane, I could get it. If you're that kind of person,
we
don't want you on the jury.
So am I the only one
that wants to be on a jury?
I don't want to, but I don't just go nuts every time I get a jury summons.
I mean, I don't. I've only been actually had to go one time, and they let me go before like 12 o'clock. So I've never been anywhere in the process of almost being on a jury, but I have no interest in spending X amount of time sitting on a jury, because you're not going to get an interesting case. You're going to get like a traffic law case or something.
How do you know? You get paid like $6 a day.
Boy,
how great is that?
The big bucks, let me tell you.
Yeah, I've been on a jury, actual jury, once. And it was all week. It was sexual assault of a minor.
Oh, see, that's not fun at all.
No, it's not. It wasn't fun. And every day after jury duty, I went home and I went to bed.
I
was exhausted. Just hearing all that testimony, I was 100% exhausted.
Send that old boy to prison?
Yes, we did. All right. And the sentencing process and all that, it was, man, it's not fun.
How long did it last?
It was a week. Entire week. And afterwards, the judge came in and said that she felt like we did the best job, that we were accurate in our assessment and the punishment and all that. And that makes you feel a little bit better. I don't know if do that just to go in and say, you know, calm the nerves of every jury there, because that's a long, hard process, man. And I felt like me doing that has excused me from any other jury I've needed to be on. Like, that was my civic duty.
I
haven't been called too many times after that.
That's your experience. Yeah.
It was a long time ago. It was like 94, 95 or something like that.
A lot easier to sequester yourself from the news back in 94, 95 too.
And we really didn't have to do that.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess, if it's just like some
in 94,
case.
I would have been, Twitter world, been happy to be sequestered. It's like, oh yeah, put me in a hotel, yeah, feed me and all that. This is great.
Yeah.
From where I was living in that apartment over there in North Dallas. All right. Thank you, everyone. That is Am I the Jerk for this week. You can go to amithejerk1310@gmail.com and submit your submissions. And that will be great.